Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Leo Haviland back on the show. Leo has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last 6 years. He is a Wall Street analyst. He's a former and recovering member of the Wall Street regime, Goldman Sachs, Sempra Energy Trading, et cetera, et cetera. He's the author of Words on the Street, which has become one of my financial analysis Bibles around here. He's the producer, the productive writer of several absolutely outstanding essay/white papers. Every year, every other month or so, another one comes out that's a landmark work, and we're so happy he's part of our world. Leo, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very much. It's an honor to be on your excellent show.
It's good to have you back. So this essay this last month, was one that's I think is absolutely as perfectly timed as anything that you've done that I've seen. It's all about real estate. Leo, in my career, the two foundations of the U.S. economy have been the automobile industry and the housing industry. There are other equal components that you can bring in, but you never ever heard the economy being discussed in terms of what's what are the key pillars of the economy without housing and not real estate specific, but housing and the automobile industry. Both of those industries are in somewhat of a disarray right now, aren't they?
Yes, the signs on housing are emerging. And one being affordability difficulties have increased. And although it's not underlined strongly, the U.S. housing market now increasingly is tied not only to the global housing market, but to, say, events in the U.S. equities, interest rates, and even the political scene with all its populism and divisions. And though there's been a marvelous run-up in housing prices since, say, around the first quarter of 2012, now here in the States, prices exceed the glorious peaks of 2006, 2007. So in the affordability context, with somewhat rising U.S. interest rates and the Fed no longer easing, it looks as if the U.S. housing situation could be under some pressure. And there's been indications of a bit of price declines in home prices as well.
Well, there is some of that. And I want to come back to that in a minute. But I want to pick these things apart a little bit. I want to come back to your comment about the connection between U.S. housing and foreign housing. I've never heard anyone make that leap. Explain.
The International Monetary Fund several months ago in one of their major reports spoke of not an absolute tie, but a growing linkage between trends, particularly in major cities across the world. And they also developed an index called the Global Market Watch or Global Housing Index,
yeah.
And that, like the United States, and although their data is not current, up to the past several months, shows the same substantial increases in recent years. And the reason
that's very troubling to me, Leo, because when you start connecting, the one thing that about America, the two things, and I've mentioned them already, the housing and the automobiles, the two things that America has always been as completely different than the rest of the world, the entire rest of the world, has been automobiles and housing. Leave the automobiles out for a minute, but from a housing standpoint, there's been no similarity with regard to the size, with regard to ownership, with regard to financing, with regard to being it being part of your right as a citizen. There's nowhere else in the world like America. And it's troubling for you to say, apparently correctly, that they're seeing similarities now across the water. That's very troubling. What do you think, quickly?
You're making an excellent point, and I agree with you. And it's a danger sign for the U.S. housing market.
Wow. Folks, you've heard that here. You won't hear that anywhere else. This is... I've been upset about the U.S. housing market now for a year or two, and this I'm even more upset now. We're going to talk some more about some of the elements, interests, demographics, those things after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.